You're listening to 101.9 CITR-FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. My name is Adrian, and this is Records Management. Something feels a little off, though. I get the feeling that there's something wrong. I got the feeling that there's something wrong, but I can't put my finger on it. It's just a sense it won't last too long. And now I can't feel my fingers. Did you have to anyway? Or could you save it for another day? If I was you, I'd want that feeling back for good. I got the feeling that there's something wrong. I got the feeling that there's something wrong. Welcome back. There is indeed something wrong with this episode of Records Management. You may or may not have noticed, but my co-host, Natalie, is not with me today. She's somewhere in between, probably Winnipeg right now, en route to Ottawa. But that's okay. I'm still here. You still get an hour worth of Adrian today. Music curated especially for the occasion. So probably less country than you're going to be used to. But you know what? There's still some folk. There's some rock. We're going to have a good time. The first song we've got queued up here is by a band named Pond. Now, you may not have heard of them, but you've probably heard of another band that they share a lot of members with. That's another Australian band by the name of Tame Impala. Jay Watson is actually a current member of both bands. And they were here last week at the Rickshaw Theater. And sadly, I could not go. But one of my friends went, said it was an amazing show. And so I'm going to play some music because I didn't get to see them, but this is Pond with Sweep Me Off My Feet. Wasting his time, following you round.
To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism, as opposed to someone who buys, like, you know, let's say, you know, someone buys a
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries.
You're a member of CITR and Discorder, but are you a true friend?
Get a Friends of CITR and Discorder card for $20 for discounts on Commercial Drive at
Audio Pile, High Life Records, Mintage, People's Co-op Bookstore, Stormcrow Tavern, The Rio Theater, JQ Clothing Limited, and Bone Rattle Music Limited.
Welcome back. That was Jetlag Jenny by the 45 Acid Babies, a female punk band out of Utrecht, Germany. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. Before that, we heard Iron Age by Beyond the Wizard Sleeve, and starting off that set was Sweep Me Off My Feet by Pond. Welcome back. This is the Adrian episode of the Records Management Show. I know everyone out there has those music artists that you absolutely love. You know their entire discography. You've ranked them probably in your mind. There's someone that you feel super comfortable talking about to anyone, really. And for me, one of those bands is Beck, Beck Hansen. And I love Beck. I've listened to all of his albums. I have ranked them, obviously. And I thought I was an expert when it came to his entire discography. But it turns out I was wrong, because there was an album I didn't even know existed. And I'm talking about the deluxe edition of Odelay, which I found out existed about 3 months ago. Not only does it have cover songs of lots of his classic songs from Odelay, it has about 10 original songs on it. So you can imagine me 3 months ago finding this out and realizing that there is a whole album of songs from one of my favorite artists that is already out, from an era that I loved his music from. Oh, it was like being a kid on Christmas morning. I hope one day that you too can share in the feeling of discovering your favorite artist has released an album that you didn't even know about. It's an incredible feeling. But that being said, let's take a listen to a song off of that album, the deluxe edition of Odelay. This is Feather in Your Cap by Beck. Thank you.
So the tired old man leaves his home and family behind. His bones grow weary with age as he grows sadder by the day. They took his son away. They took his son away from him.
When you purchase the latest TV, tablet, or smartphone, don't forget to do the right thing with your old ones. Recycle them. The Consumer Electronics Association and its members are making recycling your old devices as easy as buying new ones. Just go to greenergadgets.org, type in your zip code, and you'll instantly find the recycling location closest to your home. You'll also find recycling tips, like asking the store where you buy your new TV if they'll haul away your old one. Don't let your old tech tools clog your local landfill. Just visit greenergadgets.org.
CITR and Timber Concerts present Cloud Nothings with guests Nap Eyes and BA at the Imperial on Tuesday, November 6, 2018. Tickets available online at www.timberconcerts.com and at record stores all over Vancouver. See you there.
Hi, I'm Haley Blay, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, FM, FM.
Tell me her ways, ways. I try to understand, but I'm in a daze. Ever since I got down to the south, I start drinking, Lord, till I can't stand. Maybe I'm drowning in my own tears, but I'm still laughing, baby, bring me a beer. Sing them till my face turns blue, but I won't, 'cause I'm slipping. Make me look like I'm tripping. Maybe I should just drink a few. I'll go down to that great big river, strutting down with Jameson, stare at my moon till she stare back. Time on my hands, am I still free? I don't need no answer now. I'll just pass on through. I'm just biding my time till you get here. So hey, baby, go on and bring me a beer.
Welcome back. I bet you weren't expecting that song. I hit you with a change up there. That was Steph Wall with Bring Me a Beer. Also in that set, we heard Feather in Your Cap by Beck. That was the opening song off of the deluxe edition of Odelay. And in between was The Ballad of the Tired Old Man by Cuff the Duke. Well, I want to take a second to tell you the story of Wally Funk. For those of you who don't know, Wally Funk was someone who was born with flying on the brain. She was obsessed. By age 16, she had completed her first solo flight and became a professional aviator 4 years later. Wally had set her sights on something else, though. She craved the final frontier of flying. Space, that is. Volunteering for the Women's Space Program in 1961, Wally set a NASA record for enduring the sensory deprivation tank, which she did for over 10 hours straight, which is a lot more difficult than it sounds, trust me. The program was canceled, but this didn't deter Wally. In 1974, she became the first female air safety investigator for the National Board, or for the National Transportation Board, sorry. Sadly, by the time Elaine Collins became the first woman to pilot a shuttle into space in 1995, Wally was deemed too old to qualify as a shuttle pilot. She still holds out hope, though, and she's still obsessed with flying. In 2012, at age 73, she learned how to fly a Black Hawk helicopter, which is a pretty amazing mental image. Now, why did I bring this up, you ask? Good question. Because Australian band Spiderbait released an album a few years ago called The Flight of Wally Funk. Now, I don't know how much Wally influenced the entire album itself, but you gotta think that they had Wally in mind when they came up with this song in particular. This is Spiderbait with ADD.
Yeah. This is nowhere good enough. This is nowhere close enough. This is nowhere pure enough. This is nowhere good enough. Thank you.
Welcome back. This is Records Management, and I am your host, Adrian, flying solo today. No co-hosts, no safety net, just me. That was Lions for Scotty by Hey Rosetta, one of the more famous bands to come out of Newfoundland, pardon me. That was actually one song that they recorded as two separate songs, sort of. In studio, they are put together as one song, but on the track listing, there are two separate songs. So the first one you heard was Lions of Scotty, and the second half, the more somber half, was called Postlude. Before that, we heard Spiderbait with ADD, and that was that entire set. Oh, I thought there was a third song there, but there wasn't. We are forging on today. I might be alone, but that doesn't mean that the music stops. It keeps going. And coming up next, we have the Golden Dogs out of Toronto with the song Stronger.
See here,
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Oh, everybody. God, this is awful.
Isn't there anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Discorder magazine or check us out online at CITR.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
You know what's better than reading a great magazine? Reading a great magazine that also helps you fight poverty. Megaphone Magazine is sold by homeless and low-income vendors on the streets of Vancouver and Victoria. Vendors buy magazines for 75 cents and sell them for $2. It's flexible, low-barrier work for people who may not have access to traditional jobs. Download the Megaphone app to find vendors and buy the magazine, even when you don't have change. Hey, it's Cynthia from The Bike Kitchen. We moved, but we are still nearby. The Bike Kitchen is now located on East Mall in the trailer between Irving, Cape Barber, and Brock Hall. Come down and check out our selection of used bikes, work on your bike with our tools, or get a tune-up by one of our pro mechanics. We have a 1 or 2 day turnaround on all tune-ups. Check out our website, thebikekitchen.com, for more information about our services and prices.
Coming on strong.
Welcome back. Remember when I said that we were going to open that set with the Golden Dogs? Well, turns out I made a mistake. I do that from time to time. Don't panic. That was actually Sloan with People of the Sky, the first song you heard. And what we just listened to, that was the Golden Dogs with Stronger. Both bands live in Toronto. Maybe I got them mixed up. Who knows? Maybe I just missed my co-host so much that I just messed it up. Please come back soon, Natalie. Both the listeners and me miss you. Or at least I miss you. That about does it for the show today. We've got next coming up the morning after show with Oswaldo Perez Cabrera. Whew, a name is a mouthful. But I hope you enjoyed today's Adrian version of records management. But tune in next week when Natalie, barring any disaster, will be back. And it'll be more regular. This has been Records Management. I'm Adrian on 101.9 CITR FM, and I hope you manage to have a nice day.